Physically, the judgment of the Privy Council in the Achille, Charles matter just re-emphasizes the position that the determination of bail is a function of the judiciary, and it's not a function of the Parliament to determine whether or not prison should be granted or refused bail. So the judgment really emphasizes that point and maintains that Trinidad and Tobago, being a sovereign democratic state, is still in fact governed under the principles of the separation of powers, and the Parliament must respect the functions of the judiciary when it attempts to pass legislation.